Just a reminder, our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is really this extraordinary full-service platform for actors. You can put yourself on tape, you can get an acting coach, you can even just get somebody to read with you. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code acting class. Anyway, I suggest you try it out because it's really phenomenal. I can't believe I didn't think of it.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
So this is called my rant on emojis. Okay, so you probably want to know why. So I got this email from a text from one of my best friends. He lives in Maine. Ken and I have been friends since the 80s. He produced my first Godot. I mean, he's just like, we've been, you know, friends forever. And he was a writer on The Closer. Anyway, so he sent me a text that said, will you look at all the amazing emojis they have in this update? And so he just kept putting them and 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 everything. I mean, it was like there was not an emotion that was not covered with the new slate of emojis. And what hit me was it's gotten so bad that we don't even comment in texts. I sent one of those funny, you know, cartoon things to my friend Margot Martindale, the one, I think I said to everybody, the one with the beagle, and, you know, who said, I've been thinking about it, and it's not going to work for me to be a comfort animal. And so Margot sent me a text back, and she said, I'm on set, and I screamed with laughter. So it's like there was a communication there. It wasn't a shorthand. It wasn't a thing. And so, and I realized, and look, this has gone back for a long time. It goes back from when my son was breaking up with his girlfriend in New Zealand and they were texting each other. And I thought people have stopped talking. But now they've stopped talking. They don't even write little things like, God, that's awful. In fact, after my mother died, and so I put a thing on Facebook that said, you know, Maureen Justice, she was born in, I don't know, like 1915 and died in 2015. And so a friend of mine from high school wrote on the Facebook thing, so sorry for your loss, LOL. Of course she thought it meant lots of love. And so rather than writing, you know, lots of love, which would have been something she wrote, LOL. And I just thought that was brilliant because it sort of said to me, this is all part of what is happening. And it's affecting acting. I have this unproven, and I've told many of you this, maybe all of you this at one time or another, I have this unproven, totally unproven and totally unexplored idea that the beginning of the end of writing was the telephone. And it seems to me, because I still have it, but I mean, when I graduated from college, it cost $1 a minute to make a long distance phone call. It may have been more. But nobody ever made long-distance phone calls because what you ended up saying is, oh, my God, I can't believe it's you. Wow, you sound so good. You know, it's like you didn't. And so what you did was write letters. And I realized after Mother died She had saved all my letters when I went off to the world. I graduated from college and moved to New York. And I'd write her, and she'd write me. I have all my mother's letters. And so it's like there was a point where you spent time. You spent time writing notes. Greg has been in a play I've directed, or two or three, and I always make it a point of writing a note on opening night. Do you still have them? Fuck you.
They're in a box.
Yeah. I have all the letters Stella wrote me. I mean, one of them is in my book. In fact, I think I used to give Stella presents. So she'd write me a thank you note, because she'd write me a thank you note and then make a comment on my development as an actor. All right. In fact, I'd like to point that out. I need some presents. Anyway, so, but I mean, that's the thing. There was a point where you wrote something. I sent a note to Derek Jacobi after seeing him in a play, telling him how wonderful it was to meet him and how wonderful it was the performance in the play. And Sir Derek, although he wasn't Sir Derek at the time, wrote me a letter back thanking me for taking the time to write him a letter. So there was a time when people talked to each other, and I think acting was better. And it hit me with all of the emojis that it's like it's being taken out of my hands now. All I have to do, and I can't act, I'm impressed with people who can access them. I keep saying, where did you find this? Where's the one that has your brain blowing up? But I mean, it's I think it's all part of it. I think there is this shorthand of emotions that's happened. There's a shorthand that makes it convenient so that I don't really have to express myself. And I think that's an issue. And it's an issue that's affecting our acting because we're not exercising that part of ourselves that expresses what we're feeling. And I think we're going to suffer because of it. I think we don't like conflict. I certainly don't. So we don't talk about things. So anyway, that was one thought I had, which I was going to put out to you. So it's just an issue. It's important for us to move beyond, if we're going to be actors, it's important for us to move beyond being like other people. And boy, nothing pleases me more than, I mean, I love emails. I can't tell you how much more I would rather send an email to someone that said, you know, I've been thinking about it and I think I won't be returning to school. It's just, you know, it's like that's how I left one school. And I said, you know, I've been thinking about it and I think that we don't fit anymore. And so that was it. And I thought, okay, I don't have to have that conversation, but I'm a coward. At any rate, I encourage you not to be a coward.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class. And please subscribe, rate, and review. It's all we ask. It's all we ask. We don't do Patreon. We're not begging you for money. All we ask is that if you like the podcast, if you're getting stuff out of it, you subscribe and you rate and you review it. I can't tell you how much that would mean to us. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.